Listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the MCHS Arena. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls as the Montgomery County Lady Indians get set to take on the Mason County Lady Royals here tonight. A young Mason County team under Paula Boozer, who's in her second trip as the head coach of the Lady Royals. Montgomery County coming in 13-6. It's senior night. We've had all those activities for the three Montgomery County senior players. It was nice before the game. Got a really nice crowd on hand for tonight's game. Ivan Rawls is just now moving across the way, getting ready to catch up with the head coach of the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Coach Dustin High. And let's head to Ivan right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Coach Dustin High. And Coach, the team's on a little bit of a roll here. You're back home tonight. A lot of good vibes right now, and it's senior night, but a lot of emotion and atmosphere.
There is, and you never know how senior night's going to go, and it's an emotional night, and this is, even for myself, you start going down the line of, I've grown up with this group, and we've kind of figured it out together, and just like to send them off in a positive note tonight.
You can be around this game a long time, and things still just never seems to amaze you. We were talking after the game the other night up at Bracken County about this matchup tonight, and then you saw the score between Bourbon and Mason County, and it wasn't that Bourbon County won, but it was how they won. It was very convincingly. What do you expect to see out of this Mason County team tonight? It was kind of an unusual thing.
It was, and we've been there, and Coach Boozer does a great job with them, and it's with a young group, and even with our experienced group, some nights it's just not your night, and I think that's probably what they ran into on the road on Monday night at Bourbon County. And give Kylie and her staff a lot of credit at Bourbon. She had those girls ready to play, and they played well, and saw a few go through the net, and they really were able to stretch it in that second half.
You talked about Coach Boozer having a young team. She has a player with the last name Young that is maybe one of the most outstanding looking athletes, a real good track athlete, but a player with her length and athleticism can cause some problems. I know that's got to be one of the focal points in this ballgame.
Yeah, and they do a good job of, they're going to throw it to her from anywhere on the floor, and we got to be ready for that, and I think tonight's going to be a good test for us going into Saturday as well. Going to be a similar with Highlands and what they're going to try to do, and it'll be interesting to see kind of how we navigate that.
What have you seen out of this Mason County bunch in scouting them that will maybe be a concern maybe in style of play or what they do really effectively?
Well, they're going to mix their zones, and it's a matter of us identifying what's in front of us and staying patient and not falling in love with throwing it around the perimeter and shooting a ton of threes.
Is this a team that's loose with the balls? Is that where you might be able to get some opportunities?
I am hoping that we are able to get after their guards a little bit and really use our ball pressure to make those post entries a little more difficult.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck here on senior night, which is always an emotional night. Been around these young ladies for quite a long time, these seniors.
Yeah, it's going to be a special night, and just hope that we can finish it off with playing well.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
It's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We're inside the 14-minute mark here of this tip-off of this 10th region matchup. The Lady Royals have made their way down the road here to Mount Sterling tonight to take on the Lady Indians. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Teams going through their pregame warm-ups. Mason County won the junior varsity game. It was a close game. One-point game right in the last couple of seconds, and Mason County, I think, ended up winning by five. But and this Mason County team, they are sophomores and under. They have no juniors or seniors on their entire squad. We're getting the meeting of the officials with the coaches and captains right now at midcourt, and after this is over with, Ivan Rawls will try to catch up with Coach Paula Boozer. Again, this Mason County team, really, when you look at their body of work, it's been pretty good, except for that really the last outing when they took on Bourbon County. And the Lady Colonels, 66-39, they were able to get the win. That was at Bourbon County. This series between Montgomery and Mason's girls has been a good one over the years. We'll talk a little bit about it coming up. But right now, let's head out. Ivan Rawls is going to catch up with the head coach of the Mason County Lady Royals, Coach Paula Boozer.
With the Lady Royals and Mason County, Coach Paula Boozer. And Coach, I said you got done with your high family reunion, and now it's time to get the business down. It's put all the friendship and family bonding aside. This should be a good game tonight.
It should be, and we've done this for years, so yeah. It's just a new battle.
Talk about this addition to the Lady Royals, and what really excites you as you're at this point of the season looking towards postseason play?
Well, we have a lot of young kids, and they're battling, and they're working hard, and they've been competitive, and it's just it's a learning curve for them, and they're really excited about playing, and when we do things really, really good, we can be really, really good.
Talk about the bounce back. I don't think anybody expected the outcome, the differential in your last outing against Bourbon County that it was. But talk about this team and how it's able to bounce back from things like this.
Well, that's just their MO. You know, we went to Bourbon and we defensively we moved slowly. We didn't put the ball in the basket and it compounded. You know, and we'll see how they bounce back tonight. But they say they're ready, so I'm going by what they say.
Coming into this game, when you look at Montgomery County and what Coach Dustin High has been able to do with this addition of the Lady Indians, what stands out when you look at this team?
They're a senior-dominated team, and we're sophomores. So they've got a lot of experience under their belt being in tight competition and going to the finals of the regional tournament for the past several years. So that'll be a task for us to address.
Is there one specific element of the game when you look at this Montgomery County team, you say, boy, they do that to us tonight. We may be in for a long night.
Right. Number 20.
Speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does speak volumes. Yeah. She's come a long ways, and she's got leadership about her, and she can shoot the ball well. So, and she's going to be hard to contain.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck, as always.
Thank you.
All right. That's Paula Boozer, head coach for the Lady Royals of Mason County. We're coming up on the 8-minute mark here before this tip-off of this 10th region matchup. It's the Lady Indians playing host here on senior night to the Lady Royals of Mason County. We'll take another 2-minute timeout when we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Back here at the MCHS Arena, I mean, it's almost like a tournament atmosphere in here on senior night. I mean, we got a great crowd. You move the people that are up in the upper level into the lower level, and we got standing room only. So that's the best way I know how to describe it.
Yeah, it's a real nice representation. I think these seniors have endeared themselves to this community. We talk about the run that this team has had. This is a successful team as far as a class. As successful when you talk about making it to regional championship games of any we've seen. It's just they haven't been able to get over the hump. They've come across a time where there was another team that, you know, had some special talent. You know, when you talk about GRC or when they faced Bishop Brossard in the year that Brossard was able to represent over the last 4 years. So it's one of those things, you know, we talked about this, I think, about a month ago, and I was just like, man, it dawned upon me this was the last ride, if you will, for this class. They've been around us so long, man. Collectively, they've been around us longer than just about any of them. They were out there in as seventh graders running around on the floor looking like, you know, they had their Lego sets and what have you out there, but It is. It's going to be a night that I hope is special for them an opportunity for this home crowd to show their appreciation. They've got a fandom. They've got a fandom, a unique core group of fans that have pretty much been with them the majority of this way. You know, whether going to Sweet 16s and going to the Lady of the South and traveling down to that. They've had a core group of fans that were outside the family group that has followed this group of girls their entire career.
Montgomery County has won 14 of the last 18 meetings between these two teams, and it all began on March the 15th of 2005, that run, in the championship game of the 10th Region Tournament at Mason County, an overtime game, Montgomery County 71, Mason County 69, and since that time, these teams have had great games. 2006 state tournament, Montgomery County 53, Mason County 49. 2007 state tournament, Montgomery County 66, Mason County 63 in the championship game. Those were some of the best games we've seen, Ivan, over the years. I mean, there was a great rivalry there. Montgomery County then has moved away and won a bunch of games here more recently, although Mason County won in 2014, 15, and 17 when they won three games in a row and beat Montgomery County 77-14 in 2017. Throw that game out. Most of the games are really close.
Well, you talk about the early 2000s and those games as probably two of the most spectacular endings to ball games. One here at the MCHS Arena, and then the other one up at Kimball County Middle School. One on a just an unbelievable 3-point shot off the hand of Jenna High, the older sister of Dustin, and then you had the ending where Mason County couldn't get the shot off in time on a breakaway layup by Desiree Chambers, and it was just unbelievable right here in MCHS Arena. So there's been some phenomenal matchups, and when you talk about the history of girls basketball in the 10th region, these are two of those programs that have been right there at the top when you talk about wins and representation in the 10th region.
Well, the teams are putting up a few last-minute shots right now. We'll come back and have our anthem and the introduction of starting lineups. That's all coming up when we return to the arena in 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Let's go across the way right now to Brandon Elliott for the pregame activity.
The anthem is presented by the Montgomery County High School Pet Band under the direction of Mr. Bob Rawlings.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the arena on the campus of Montgomery County High School for tonight's Senior Night KHSAA Girls Basketball Action. Tonight's contest features the visiting Lady Royals of Mason County and your Montgomery County Indians. Let's meet your starting lineups. First for the Royals, at guard a 5'4 sophomore, number 1, Amira Reed. At guard, a 5'4 sophomore, number 4, Olivia Hughes. At guard, a 5'6 sophomore, number 11, Adrian Downs Perry. At forward, a 5'11 sophomore, number 12, Alexis Young. And at forward, a 5'10 sophomore, number 33, Carly Buttery. The Lady Royals are coached by head coach Paula Busser. And now the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Pouch. At forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Jarvis. At forward, a 5'11 senior, number 10, Allie Tillett. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 11, Raven Oney. And at guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. Your Indians are coached by head coach Dustin High.
There we have the starting lineup. We're ready to go. Montgomery County in home white, blue numerals trimmed in red. Mason County, Ivan, they should outlaw these colors. They have black uniforms with a dark blue numeral on those uniforms. You better know who the players are, which we don't, if you're going to try to keep up with them a little bit tonight.
That's why these young people ain't going to make you commissioner. They worried about style. They ain't worried about if you see their number.
Alexis Young, they list her at 5'11, I'm going to go about 6'1 at least. And she gets the tip, slaps it in backcourt, Mason County, right to left on your dial, and Montgomery County's going to open in a half-court 1-2-2, it looks like. The Lady Royals, they get it inside and dump it out, and there's a shot that is deflected. Was that a shot?
That was a shot and a block.
And a block by Reed, by Jarvis out on the perimeter. Wow, that was not very far from us.
So Dennis Jarvis just adding to a block total.
Reed putting up the shot. Now down underneath, they finally get the ball inside, fan it back outside. There's another three on the way that's good off the right wing, and that is Buttery, who knocks down the three, and Mason County takes a 3-0 lead.
Well, they're really moving the ball quick as Mason County got that opportunity for Buttery.
Lady Royals are going to be in a zone. It's a 2-3, I believe. Oney deep in the right corner looking. Bounces inside to Dillon, and she just threw it away. I don't know what she was looking for there, but nobody was there to pick that pass off, and Mason County has the ball. Reed, a three beyond the top of the key. It's in and out, and Jarvis has the rebound for Montgomery County.
So Reed's taking two threes, one blocked, and the second one missed badly here for Mason County.
And then Montgomery County lost the ball on a turnover. So they give it back. Montgomery County has turned the ball over twice. They don't have a shot yet. They're down 3-0 a minute in. Skip pass. Buttery beyond the top of the key. Try to bounce it inside. Knocked away, but Mason gets it back. Left side of three is on the way, and it's good by Olivia Hughes, and the Lady Royals lead 6-0.
Coming out with a lot of energy here early after, like I said, what it had to be a disappointing loss the other night.
Dillon fires a three. No good out of the right corner. Rebound is tipped out, and Barrier gets it for Montgomery County. Puts the shot up and in. Barrier hits about a 17-footer, and it's 6-2. Played a minute and a half. Mason County gets it down the right side of the floor. That was Young, who is working with the ball. Alexis Young over on the left wing. There's Downs Perry with it. Floats a pass back over to Young, and a traveling violation on her. And the ball goes back to Montgomery County.
Yeah, I thought Young has done it a couple of times here early. She's trying to be really quick with that first step, and she's not putting the ball down. She's, you know, sliding those feet before she gets going.
Barrier, left corner to Fouch. Sends it back out to Oney, who's moved to the left wing. Over to Dillon. Jarvis in the middle of the zone. Takes the pass as she steps out. Barrier, a deep three off the right wing that's off the mark. And the rebound is picked up in there by Young, and a foul on Oney.
Got to show some patience if you're Montgomery County. And, you know, the ball's getting a little stuck at times for the Lady Indians here early. You know, saw how quick and crisp Mason County's moving the ball, and that's what's creating their opportunities.
Montgomery County picking up all over the floor now. The pass comes in deep to Hughes, guarded by Oney. She's going to dribble down across the timeline. As a pick up the dribble in backcourt, throws it away, picked off by Jarvis. Moves in on the left side, puts it up, and she gets fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. Pretty much just grabbing her to make sure she didn't get the easy layup was Downs Perry with the first foul of the game against Mason County. And Jarvis will be at the free throw line for two shots.
Excellent on the ball defense by Oney to make Hughes pick it up. And then Jarvis reading eyes, as she's been doing really well the last few ball games.
Free throw is up and good. McNabb, seventh grade boys playing for the conference championship tournament title tonight over in Bourbon County. And they're trying to finish an unbeaten season if they do. 30 games plus. Second free throw missed, but Oney comes down with a rebound. Barrier deep in the left corner. Long cross court pass to Fouch. Now here's Jarvis with it. Jarvis looks it over, and she'll leave it off with Barrier out front. They'll reset the offense. Barrier right side on the wing. Fires a three. That's no good. Put it up too hard. Rebound tracked down by Jarvis.
Oh,
deep
wow.
In the corner. And a takeaway by Mason County. They run quickly. Get it down. Barrier got back and blocked his shot, but Buttrey puts it in on the rebound. And Buttrey with 5 points, and it's Mason County 8. Montgomery County, they've changed it. I missed the free throw. 8-3 now. 5-point lead. Fouch. They go inside, and not a good pass, but deflected out of bounds by Mason County. And Montgomery County will inbound.
Yeah, Montgomery County just needs to kind of calm down here right now. They're playing like the nervous team right now.
Yeah. Jarvis takes it in. Here's Barrier. Dillon inside. Jarvis makes a move, puts it up, no good, gets her own rebound, back up, and rolls in.
Yeah, you like that nice power move initially by Savannah and then followed it right back up.
8-5. Against the press. And pass to Buttrey, who will dribble it left-handed across the line, and then Fouch deflects a pass out of bounds to allow the Lady Indian defense to get reset on the half court.
Let me see, you know, who's able to get their second win first right now, and, Dan. Both these teams expending a little energy here early.
Montgomery County man-to-man defensively now. Inside, Buttrey in the corner, left wing, runs into the lane, puts it up, no good. Jarvis has another rebound for the Lady Indians. Jarvis brings it down. She's going to take it all the way and then kick it right corner to Barrier for a three. That's no good. The rebound is tracked down by Reagan Oney, and she almost lost it out of bounds and then threw it away. Montgomery County with four turnovers here early, driving down, and a shot put up no good, and a charge taken by Barrier as Olivia Hughes gets the foul call.
Got there just in time. Did Hayden right there to get in the line of sight of Hughes.
Now Fouch is going to come out for Montgomery County, and Warner comes in. Warner gets in the middle of that zone defense, now pops out high to take the pass from Dillon. Right side to Barrier. Skip pass in the lane. Dillon feeds it off to Jarvis, who gets it blocked out of bounds. Jarvis looking for the foul there. Thought she got hit across the arm. Didn't get the call. Montgomery County will inbound underneath their own basket.
Was going to look to get that ball inside without Young being down on the interior of that defense.
Here's the entry pass to Jarvis. Forces up a shot. No good. She got called for a charge, and that was a good call. She lowered that shoulder. And Montgomery County, we've had eight turnovers, five along Montgomery County here in the first 4.5 minutes of tonight's game. Lady Indian is still down 8-5. And there's Barrier with a steal, lays it up and in.
There you go. That's a good play there by Hayden Barrier with the steal and the shot.
Then coming down, we get a foul on Montgomery County. I don't see who.
22.
Allie Dillon.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I think it was Dillon.
Okay.
Here's Mason County with the ball. Hughes dribbles in, gets it knocked away, and coming up with it is Oney. Reagan will bring it across the timeline. Dribbling outside, operating again, Alexis against Young in that point in the zone. Now Barrier takes it, floats it to Warner, goes down low. Jarvis gathers herself, puts it up and in.
I like that, Dan, getting that ball to the high post to Warner right there. You got a player that can shoot that shot or get that nice pass down to the low post.
Montgomery County has its first lead at 9-8. Boy, there was a sharp. Barrier got run over, no call. Buttry a three out of the left corner, no good. Jarvis has another rebound. She's running Dillon down. Right side now, Jarvis. Long pass to Barrier. It was over her head. And Jarvis just puts her face in her hand saying, I can't believe I did that.
I tell you, Savannah's doing great work on the boards here early, Dan.
Five rebounds and a block shot here in the first 5.5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Here is entry pass, and Buttry does come up with it, sends a pass down to Young, goes up and gets it blocked by Jarvis, and it's out of bounds to Montgomery County.
What a defensive play. You just got to continue to laud her and her ability to be just kind of a defensive destroyer down on that end. She's going to get a little breather here, though. Wow.
Jarvis comes out of the game and replaced in there by Laura Leorzen, the freshman. Dillon a three. It's no good, but the rebound is taken by Oney. And now Barrier, she'll fire a three up there. It's no good. Rebound by Oney. And Oney is fouled trying to clear the ball out of there. The foul is going to be against Myra Reed.
It's as if Reagan said, okay, Savannah, you go have take your little break. I'll take over now for the board work.
Here is Barrier. Dillon drives for the basket, goes under, and put up a shot. She got fouled pretty hard, got knocked down, and we get no call again, and Hughes gets the rebound. Tough break for Dillon. Driving for the basket, his shot is put up no good. And Reed got the rebound, and then the shot is put up no good. Dillon comes out of there with the ball, and then it's taken away by Mason County, another Montgomery County turnover. And left side, three by Hughes. It's no good. Rebound picked up and put in by Downs Perry.
Just fell right in her lap right there.
And it's 10-9. Mason County goes back into the lead. Barrier from 17 feet. The shot is no good. Rebounded by Alexis Young. She brings it all the way down, and Barrier trying to block her shot. It's called for her first foul of the game. And two shots are coming for Alexis Young. Now, for Montgomery County, Coach Dustin High has got his arms around Barry right now saying, hey, just calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Get a little drink of water here during this free throw.
Probably pressing senior night. You know, she wants to, you know, have a good, memorable senior night, but sometimes you just got to let the game come to you.
Free throw is no good by Alexis Young, who has not yet scored for Mason County. Buttry's out of the game now for the Lady Royals. And into the game is Hallie Peffer, a sophomore. Young's second free throw is good. And the lead for Mason County is 2 at 11-9. Minute 10 to play in this opening quarter. Here is Oney. Warner out on top of the offense. Down the baseline, Jarvis goes to the basket, puts it up and in off the glass.
Nice little jump stop there Jarvis made on the baseline.
We're tied for the first time at 11 apiece. Running it down is Reed, gets it across the timeline. Now goes toward the basket and just dribbled it out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on the Lady Royals.
This Mason County team, Dan, they're really quick at the guards. I mean, they can move the ball really quick, and then you've got a player like Lexi Young that's just a track star in herself at that length. Now, they can get the end-to-end pretty quick.
Barrier and Orison are out of the game right now. I mean, Dillon and Orison. Or Dillon's in the game. She fired three right there that didn't go down, but Fouch goes and gets the rebound for Montgomery County. Barrier driving for the bucket. Got her shot blocked, but Fouch comes up with another rebound for the Lady Indians. Jarvis up from 15. She missed a shot. Rebound taken by Oni, who's in trouble down there.
She let go of the ball. She let go of the ball before she hit the ground. The official anticipated that was going to be a walk. But Reagan, I thought, did what she could do right there in that situation.
Mason County the ball. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Pressure in backcourt. Coming up on the dribble, those Reed. Long pass, and they lose the ball. Another turnover. Montgomery County. Bounce off to Fouch, who goes under, lays it up and in, and draws a foul. I think that'll be on Reed. And
way to get the ball ahead there to allow Fouch to get that opportunity.
So Fouch with her first points of the game. Sophie Fouch, freshman, trying to complete the three-point play with 3.4 seconds to go in the quarter, and she does. And Montgomery County leads 14-11. And they won't get a shot. Well, they do from midcourt. And I thought there was going to be a foul, but none called. So the first quarter comes to an end. Montgomery County trailed 8-3 in the early going, but now it's Montgomery County 14, Mason County 11, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
They're struggling to find the basket here tonight. Montgomery County 6 of 19, and they missed all 7 3-point shots in that opening quarter. While Mason County was 4 of 12, they made 2 of 6 threes from the in the rebounding area. Montgomery County 16 to 8. 16 rebounds, folks, in a quarter is a lot of rebounds to get. And turnovers 8 on the Indians, 7 on Mason County.
Yeah, both teams have been a little careless with the ball at times, but you got to like the energy and effort that both are showing at times here in this game so far.
Trying to get the clock set right now. It's showing no time, and now they have it set.
I think he's finally got that butter off his fingers from that popcorn.
There we go. Montgomery County with the ball, moving off to the right side of your dial. Fouch goes right corner to Dillon. She drives in, goes up from about 10 feet, and missed a shot. Rebound taken by Young, who heads out of there, gets it down quickly, and a shot put up, a short jumper off the right side by Reed is good. Her first 2 points, and it's 14-13.
I like that shot by Allie Dillon. You know, she put the ball on the ground and got a closer shot. It's unfortunate it didn't fall from the game.
Here is Fouch, right side to Barrier, and now Dillon takes it. And Barrier in the lane. Jarvis in the left corner. Back out Barrier. She'll drive into the lane, lose the ball, but tips it over to Dillon. Lady Indians still get a nice recovery by Hayden Barrier to save a possession. And now Barrier looks back to Coach Dustin High. Jarvis doesn't have anything. So the defense is pretty good right now for Mason County. This 2-3 zone. And again, Montgomery County, they haven't made a three. Left corner, Jarvis. She looks. And now we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County. 6:51 to play in the opening half. Montgomery County takes the timeout with a 14-13 lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Montgomery County cheerleading squad tonight. There are 20 cheerleaders in this team. I was talking with Coach Shaw before the game, and he said he's got eight seniors out of the 20, but he's going to return 12. So,
yeah.
And they're headed down to Orlando next week for the national event, national competition. Lady Indians. Oh, Dylan, nice feed inside. Jarvis put it in. Middle low.
Yeah.
It wasn't really high low. It was middle low.
It's there, though. And I like that patience. And then Jarvis just get a turnover now.
16-13, Montgomery County with the lead as Jarvis now has 9 points.
Just got to show that patience. Montgomery County just hasn't been showing patience.
Entry pass comes down. There's Barrier with a steal. Montgomery County has it. Barrier down all the way. Plays it up and in. But ended up having to challenge two defenders, but beat them 18-13. Little 4-0 run to start this second quarter. Reed can't get a shot away. Gives the handoff out there to Pepper, and now driving Buttry. Feeds it out. Hughes, a three left wing, no good. Rebound. Fouch goes in and comes away with a rebound. Hands it off to Barrier, who brings it down, sends it to Dillon, right side. Back to Barrier, over to Fouch. Fouch looking, gives to Dillon in the middle.
Oh.
She tried to go low and hit off the backboard. Bad pass by Dillon for the turnover, and Mason County has it.
You're going to get another easy opportunity at the basket, but now they see it. They know where it is right there. Now they just got to execute it.
Oney almost had a steal. Hughes gets it. Three by Pepper is blocked by Jarvis, but Pepper able to get it back, and then a three as a two up by Hughes. Is good. Hughes with her second field goal, 5 points, 18-15 Montgomery County. She was left wide open because Montgomery County thought they were going to get a steal there. Here is Fouch. Flips it to Barrier. Free throw line jumper is short. Jarvis goes against the rebound, goes back up and missed it. Oney had the rebound but lost it, but a foul in there, and Oney is the player that's fouled. Montgomery County is going to get the ball back.
Well, what about the read of the rebound by Jarvis off of the hand of Barrier? She read that the whole way to get that first opportunity.
Oney and Fouch are going to get a breather now, and Orison comes back in along with Warner. Entry pass, and Dillon sends it into Orison. Now outside to Barrier. Barrier hands it to Dillon on the left side. Now Dillon, free throw line, jump shot, good.
Love that action right there, Dan. When Orison left the high post, Dillon followed in right behind her, and it was wide open.
And got a quick pass, too. So there's a foul that's going to be on Young. Wow. Young, she pretty much body blocked Barrier. Trying to set a screen for a teammate, but you can't do it that way. And that Barrier is okay. Jarvis is getting a breather now. Warner back in. It's Oney and Barrier, Orison, Warner, and Dillon in the game right now for Montgomery County.
Let's see if they respect that hot-low game now. Get Jarvis out. Oh, we got to get a moving pick on Warner now.
So Warner gets her first foul. Turnovers are 10-9 in Mason County's favor. 4:41 still to play in this first half. And it comes to Hughes in backcourt. Hughes, she goes on the dribble against Oney. They double her. Barrier tips it, comes up with a steal. Barrier goes under, goes up, and lays it up and in. I thought she got fouled, but they didn't call it. Barrier now with eight. 22-15. There is, going down the right side, we have a new player in for Mason County. It's Sierra Fox. They knock it away from her. Loose ball on the floor and out of bounds to Montgomery County.
Fox just ended up throwing it out of bounds there at the end of it. Again, this Montgomery County defense is really...
And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Lady Royals. 4:11 to play in the first half, and you sense the game beginning to get away from them a little bit right now. Lady Indians up by 7. We'll be back in a half minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
.411 left to play here in the opening half of action. A barrier has 8 points, three steals, and has taken a charge tonight and a rebound. Allie Dillon, a couple points and a rebound. Oni hasn't scored yet. She's got 6 rebounds, though, already here at midway through the second quarter. Here's Dillon. Gives to Oni. Over to Jarvis. Boy, zones change things, don't they, Ivan?
They really do.
Here's Barrier, left side, gets a good look at a three, but it's off the mark. And Hughes has the rebound for Mason County. Lady Royals get it down. Hughes, Buttry back in the game, driving along the baseline. Pepper to Young, who missed the shot. Rebound by Buttry. And there's a three put up that's no good by Hughes, and Oni comes out with another rebound. And we get a foul in backcourt. It is going to be on Pepper, and she is, I don't know, is it a knee she get hit in the face, Ivan?
I didn't see it. I was had my hand on the stat sheet there on Fox there.
Yeah, they're going to get her out. They need to stop play here for a minute and let her get off the floor. And they are. I think she's seeing stars. I think she got hit right in the nose.
Yeah, well, that'll get you too, boy. Play any kind of sports, get hit on the schnauzer there, it is a tough pill to swallow.
Montgomery County with a ball. Barrier down to Dillon. Outside, Fouch, and over to Oni. Deep in the left corner. Barrier's reset there. Nothing happening, and Montgomery County continues to work, and now they try to throw it into Jarvis and throw it away. 11th turnover Montgomery County has had this opening quarter. 3 minutes to play in the half. Lady Indians up by 7. Young dumps it into Buttry, who missed the shot. And there's Fouch in there, getting another rebound. And then Fouch is fouled, I hope.
And again, as we always say about Sophie, she's always in the mix somewhere. When you have a circumstance like that, she's keeping receipts. She's going to check them later. She's going to be like, Buttry, I'm going to be looking for you later.
Fouch has 3 points and 4 rebounds.
Wow.
at about 5'3".
Pound for pound.
Yeah. Here's Jarvis. High post. Puts it on the floor, and she gets fouled by Young. I think that's Young's second foul. And now it should be free throws for Savannah Jarvis now. 2:39 left in the half. Jarvis trying to add to a 7-point lead for the Lady Indians.
They had Reagan Oni and Savannah Jarvis on Sports Extra Saturday. And, Reagan just spoke so highly of Sophie Fouch and what she thought of Sophie and how she plays.
Free throw is good. She's Pete Rose is a rookie with the Reds. She's that's the best way I know how to describe her. I mean, when Rose came up, he just played the game with such zeal. And, I mean, yeah, he was a rookie, but you almost didn't know it because of the way he played the game. And she's only a freshman. And free throws are good by Jarvis. Good to see Savannah knock down those free throws. She's in double figures here in the first half. 24-15, lead pass ahead, and Fouch gets down and knocks it out of bounds to prevent the possible transition basket. And now Mason County will inbound underneath their own goal. Reed is in there, gets it inbounds. Buttry driving in and has it taken away by Oney. Oney with the steal and goes all the way down, lays it up and in.
Make sure she cleared a little space there. She didn't make contact, but she put that arm out there like, don't try to get in here.
26-15. Here's Reed coming down on the dribble. Fouch trying to cut her off. Doesn't. She goes down but misses a shot. And the rebound by Barrier, who races the other way, going to go all the way down, puts it up a little bit too hard. Jarvis, the rebound, puts it in. I think she probably got fouled and didn't get called. Jarvis continues to have a huge first half. 28-15. Montgomery County now on a 10-0 run with a minute 53 to play in the half.
And this defense for Montgomery County is just suffocating the offense of Mason County right now.
And I would tell me the turnovers have happened after they got the ball in front court. It's like they kind of relax, and there's a traveling violation. And Pepper thought she got fouled, but she had already walked twice, I thought, before it got called. I think that's what the official. And now we're getting a timeout. Minute 49 left to play in the first half. Lady Indians have opened up a 13-point lead. Now we'll be back in just a minute.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Still working on the end of the Mason County bench with
Fox.
Pepper.
It's Fox, right?
Is it?
Yeah, it was Fox that took the hit. 20.
Fox, yeah, 20 instead, not five. Pepper. Pepper's still in the game. No, she's on the bench right now, but yeah, she's there on the end of the bench. That's Fox. Sierra Fox.
I wonder if she may have a concussion, maybe, the way she got hit, potentially.
Montgomery County with the ball underneath their own basket. Looking to get it in. Dillon struggling. Throws it deep to Fouch, and now Barrier takes it. Barrier will send a pass to Dillon. Right side, her three is good.
Oh, there you go. It's good to see Allie. Probably get one of those to fall.
31-15. Montgomery County's first three of the night. Coming down his reach. He missed it, got it blocked, got the rebound, and then walked. And it's out of bounds to Mason County.
That was an odd-looking play, but again, Savannah Jarvis right there.
I think the
here.
Official is maybe just too much on top of it to see the travel. But here's the entry pass. Comes out deep to Hughes. Hughes sends it left side to Reed. Barrier guarding her. Reed makes a move. Now is open from 18 feet, but missed a shot. Fouch is in with another rebound.
Fouch playing that power guard.
Power guard. That's what
power forward. I was in there trying to think of what position she plays. She plays power guard.
Her fifth rebound. Fouch deep in the left corner. Sends it back to Barrier, who goes under and puts it up and in off the glass. Barrier with a nice finish. She's got 10 points. 33-15. And the run is now 15-0 for Montgomery County. 50 seconds to go in the half. Here's Young outside. Drives. Goes up. Jarvis tried to block it and got called for the foul. Jarvis's second foul. She threw that arm down,
which got
the foul call.
And she's been doing a good job of not doing that. We actually talked about that on Saturday about how she's been so good at blocking shots without doing that violent swat down.
Young makes the free throw, her second point of the night. Orzin's going to come in, and Jarvis will sit for the final 45 seconds of the quarter with that second foul. And the free throw, good again by Young. So Young breaks the scoring run for Montgomery County. It's 33-17. Barrier long pass down to Pouch, who drives for the basket. Got it blocked out of bounds before she could get a shot up, and Montgomery County will play it.
Love the recognition by Sophie. She saw that baseline was wide open. As soon as she caught it, she went. She didn't waste no time.
Here is Dillon. Bounces it into Pouch. Pouch has to come out on the left-hand dribble and gives to Barrier. Barrier working against Reed. Goes on the dribble, goes for the basket, and then sends it off to Oney. Back to Barrier for a three, left side, good. 36-17.
Oh, and a steal by Barrier.
Barrier with a steal and goes inside. The ball is lost out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Mason County. Only 9.8 seconds to go in the first half. The entry pass, they inbounds. Borzin knocked it loose. Fouch gets it off the Barrier, who puts it up and in and draws the foul.
Wow. Wow.
Fouch gets the steal and the assist, and Barrier gets the basket. And the foul is going to be on Buttry. And that'll be her second, and Barrier at the line. Barrier in the second quarter, as she's going for her 12th point of the quarter, 16th of this first half.
She wanted to say tonight on senior night she was playing this for...
Missed the shot there.
Mother Frieda.
38-17. And racing down the shot at the buzzer, and it doesn't go down. I think it would have counted. That was Downs Perry who missed the shot. And the first half comes to an end. Montgomery County 38, Mason County 17. This was an 18-15 game. A couple of minutes into the second quarter, and then Montgomery County went on a run 20-2 to end the first half. We'll be back to recap the first half for you after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, Queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling. Oh, yeah.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
We're back here at halftime, folks, and the cheerleaders have had a little clinic, and they've got all the little girls out, and you know, that are helping them tonight. And boy, this is a sight. We got a great crowd on hand for this game tonight, and we got a great halftime guest. I don't know when I've said we got a great halftime guest for you.
You're reaching today.
Mike Kindred is joining us, the guy who spent a lot of time with this Montgomery County program. Most of them up in the barn, though, did you?
You never coached here. I was always in the barn.
Hey, the game with Elizabethtown on a Saturday still stands out when fans packed the place out.
Well, you know, it still sends chills, you know, when they do the the Indian little tomahawk thing and stuff. And I just remember, you know, we used to pack the place. And, boys, that just sent chills through me just when the fans would start doing that. And, you know, up until 5 or 6 years ago, I think we still had the attendance record for the state tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, the fans here and the people, they were just great supporting that team. And they were a special bunch. And, you know, you got Tereza over here coaching right now. Of course, her mom just passed away and stuff. And, you know, but I stay in contact with a lot of them. And of course, we had the little reunion earlier last year and stuff. That was just nice. So.
What are you doing these days, Grandpa?
Well, let me give a shout out to my granddaughter. She's 6 months old. Her name is Wynn Williams. So that's going to be a good name somewhere down the road. Her daddy played at Moorhead and Carson Newman, and her uncle was Mr. Basketball up in Owen County. But he's a vet up there, and Taylor's doing photography and everything. So we see them as much as possible. And my wife, Deanne, and I, you know, we're playing the grandparent thing. And I told Taylor they spent a week and a half with us in Florida on vacation, and I took them back to the airport to fly back, called to check on them. And I said, Taylor, I said, I teared up when y'all left, honey. But I said, it wasn't because of you. but it's good. We just built a house, just moved into it, and I flip a house every now and then. I went back to work as principal for about 8 months a year ago. So I stay busy. I mean, it's people say they're tired or bored in retirement. I don't know how that is. But
did you ever miss coaching?
I miss it all the time. I mean, I miss the, you know, I'm too critical, I think, of watching. I almost have to stay away from it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, this is still my program. You know, we built it, and it's still, I still feel like I'm invested in it quite a bit. And I want him to be successful, and that's why I'm here, you know, watching Hayden play and all that kind of stuff. And I told Beth, I said, you know, her senior night was not as memorable because that's when she blew her knee out. And so, but you know, it's still special to come back up here and see everybody and, you know, see the banners hanging up there and realize, you know, we played a major part in the tradition that got started here. So.
Yeah. And you're, of course, you grew up in Clark County.
Yeah.
You played at Clark County.
Yeah.
And then came here and coached. So you know the rivalry that always existed, and you got to be a kind of both sides of that.
Well, and I told, they had a little reunion over Clark the other day for this 50 years or whatever. And Dave Denning was there. Of course, Dave started as head coach. And I told him, I said, I really believe when you all beat me, you all would drive the bus right by my house to celebrate your region championship. And I said, it used to drive me crazy. I mean, I used to lose sleep and everything else going, you know I'm better than this. We've got to be able to do it. But once we finally beat them, then, you know, we just kind of start dominating it. But, boys, up to that point, I lost a lot of sleep on those losses.
What's the most memorable game that you ever coached in Montgomery County? Can you really pick one?
Well, it you want to know, honestly, the one I think of the most is when we lost to Nicholas County in the region final, because we should have won that game. Beth was an eighth grader, and really, in a lot of ways, if you look at her size and inexperience, that might have been one of the greatest games she ever played. To have 32 points in that type of atmosphere and game, but I really felt like we should have won that game. And I'm not going to bring it up because it dropped. But there's a couple things that are still so vivid in my mind where we missed a major blockout on Dinkins, a major blockout, and if we'd have blocked her out. Is on a free throw. I mean, it's as vivid as and I'm screaming at my guard, blocker out, but it was so electric in there and the crowd's so noise, she couldn't hear me. Yeah. And we missed the block out. Dinkins got the rebound, stuck it back in, and we ended up going into overtime instead of winning the ball. We should have won it.
Yeah.
But that, you know, and that's most coaches. They dwell on the losses more than the wins.
Yeah. I thought you'd say the win over Boone County, maybe in the state tournament.
Well, that definitely, Nell and I were pretty good rivals, and she beat me. And I really think after we lost Beth, because we beat them in a tournament early in the year, and they really thought they had us, I think, without Beth. And to come back and win that, and especially in the way we won it, because, you know, Harmony in that shot and Whitney on that major three, and I had my dad sitting over on the bench, and it shows him jumping up, you know, when Whitney made that three. And that was probably, yeah, if I had to pick one to win, that would have to definitely be it.
Hey.
But it was a great run, and I enjoyed it, but it's a younger person's game now, for sure.
Mike, congratulations on being a grandpa.
Well, hopefully in about, you know what, 18 years, sure. 15 years, I'll be out there. Maybe we'll see her in the region or something. We can come watch her again.
Hey,
hopefully.
She has a chance to be a real, you know, if daughters get their height from their fathers,
yeah,
she's going to be a big one.
Well, I told Tyler, I said, you may have somebody 6'5" here. And she said, oh, no. But, yeah, she learned to crawl yesterday. We FaceTimed her, watched her and stuff. And so, but I tell you what, they steal your heart. It's been a real joy.
Hey, Mike, I wish we had more time. It's been a lot of fun
to see you.
Thanks for stopping by. Mike Kindred, we'll be back in a few statistics, and we'll start the second half after we pause for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
The Montgomery County 7th grade, I don't know the score even though they were playing tonight, but they did get beat in the championship game of that tournament, 32-1.
That stings.
Season. You know what? It stings, but it will probably be the best thing that can happen to those kids. They're going to be they'll work harder than ever.
I was a part of a football group that 7th and 8th grade, we were undefeated until the championship game in the 8th grade. And you know what was on our mind in the ninth grade? We were ready to beat Scott County when it was time to play him in ninth grade. And Mark Lefford, he tells that story all the time. He'll tell you if you ask him about the night the Cardinals came over here. And then we beat them our senior year again on the last second play.
Mason County with the ball to begin this second half. Hughes, and outside there is a three that's put up no good by Reed. And the rebound is lost out of bounds, and it'll be played by Montgomery County. The Lady Indians moving right to left on your dial. Montgomery County, Barry got 15 in the first half. Jarvis, 13. 5 for Dillon. 3 for Fouts. 2 for Oney. Oney also had 7 rebounds. She had a steal, a couple of assists. There's a 3 by Dillon that's no good. Rebound is tipped out. And running down and tracking it down and going up and putting the shot up, no good, is Perry. And the rebound back by Fouts. There's another rebound for little Sophie Fouch, and Jarvis the other end puts his shot up, no good. The battle for the rebound, these players are really going after these rebounds. Only had it and it is deflected out of bounds, and Montgomery County will play it. Wow.
Again, a lot of action, still no movement on the lights on the board up there.
Lady Indians side front court just off to our left, inbounding the ball. Here is Dillon, open for a 3 left side, knocked it down. Boy, she had quiet feet, she was set, and it's 41-17.
So casual in her approach.
There's Fouts knocking the ball out of bounds, deflecting it. Montgomery County pressing. I think the reason the Lady Indians are pressing right now, I think this is the way they're going to have to play. So it's, let's just stick with it because we got a big lead, but it doesn't matter. We want to work on this press. There's Young deep in the left corner, outside. Reed fires a 3, good.
Yeah, the Lady Indians with a lot of man press on Monday night at Bracken County.
Minute and a half into the second half, 21-point lead for Montgomery County. Here's Oney, Dillon, right corner, barrier, open for the three, good.
Yeah, that was easy.
She's got 18, 44-20, and Montgomery County now with four threes on the night. Started off missing their first eight. Here coming down with a ball on the is Downs Perry, and she throws a cross-court pass that goes out of bounds, and it'll be Montgomery County's ball.
I felt like she walked before she threw the ball away. The officials didn't even see it, but...
You can only see so much, Ivan. There have been enough turnovers in this game.
You only see so much. How come when we were young, our parents saw everything we did when we thought they weren't looking?
Dillon for a three. It's good. That was a deep three by Allie Dillon. Her third of the night. She's got 11. 47-20.
You take her to a carnival right now with me, a stuffed toy.
Reed hands it off. Young blushed the three. Couldn't get the shot away as Jarvis came out, covered her up. And now Reed takes it, guarded by Barrier. Reed, crossover dribble, goes left in the lane. Shot is up, no good. Barrier with the rebound. Good defense. And she got the rebound, and she brings it down. Goes down through the lane and lost the ball. Got into a three-player tie-up and back the other way. Going under, and there's a foul on Dillon. That'll be her second. They will send Downs Perry to the free throw line for a pair of shots, and I'm just glad to have the action stop for a minute.
Yeah, I figured you needed to take a break here.
Gosh.
Put a comma on it or something.
It's a deep breath for everybody here. A lot of action in this game. These teams are playing hard, even with Montgomery County up by 25. Shot is up, and it's no good. Yeah, Downs Perry will have another one.
These are two teams you figure, barring any kind of just mishaps that will be figures, big figures come postseason play.
Here is a shot up and good this time. Point number three, 45-21, my apologies. 45-21, Lady Indians, a 24-point advantage. Here is Jarvis beyond the top of the key. Young there with her, gives over to Barrier. Mason County man-to-man defensively. Out to Young, and now Jarvis puts it on the deck against Young, hands it back to Barrier for a three, good.
Look how Jarvis
she is feeling it.
Jarvis set the table for that, though, Dan. She gave the ball fake and then drew two defenders and kicked it out to Barrier.
48-21, down to Buttery, who missed the shot, rebounded by Dillon. Lady Indians with Jarvis running the other way. Oney, Jarvis, goes into the lane, got her shot blocked, but a foul, and that'll be on Young, and that'll be her third.
Seeing two athletic post players like that, and Young and Jarvis, battling each other.
Montgomery County has four threes to start the second half. Two by Barrier, two by Dillon. And now Jarvis has added a free throw for her 14th point. And now Fouch is going to be relieved in the lineup. Barrier or Warner comes in. 49-21. Jarvis missed this one. Rebound. Picked up in there by Buttery. Mason County gets it on the offensive end, but I tell you what, they're struggling handling the ball right now.
Yeah.
Here is the entry pass going in, taken away by Jarvis. Another turnover on the Lady Royals. They had 19 in the game now. Going for the basket is Jarvis, and she's going to be fouled going up.
How impressive was that, Dan? Twice Jarvis between her legs, full court against Young, a really good defender.
Foul is on Buttery, I believe, her third. And Jarvis will go to the free throw line for two shots. No good. Savannah's not a real good free throw shooter, I mean, right now. I don't think of it. And she really needs to work on that phase of her game because she is going to get to the free throw line a bunch.
Yeah.
This is her eighth free throw, trying to make number five. And she does. 62.5% is not the worst in the world, but, again, just because she's going to have so many opportunities. 50-21, there's Warner deflecting a pass out of bounds to break up transition for Mason County.
Like that time, all eyes on the ball right there, Dan, up the floor for the Lady Indians.
Entry pass comes in the corner. Pepper is back in the game. Down the left side. With the ball is Reed. She's looking. Pepper's covered up. Goes to Hughes beyond the top of the key against Oney. Back down to Pepper. Dylan's got her. Bad pass. Knocked away. Oney goes for the ball and gets it. Another turnover. Hands to Jarvis. Jarvis lost a handle on the ball. Got back tap. Mason kind of going down. Young goes under and lays it up and in with the left hand. Transition basket for the Lady Royals there. 50-23. 3 minutes, 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Forzen's going to come in for Montgomery County. Barrier to Dillon. Dumps it into Jarvis. Goes around Young. Puts it up and in with the left hand.
Knew where she was on the floor when she received it, Dan, and it made it an easy opportunity.
52-23. Down inside. Young goes under. She puts it in. A little tit for tat there with the two big players in the game. 52-25.
Like old school basketball all of a sudden. Go down inside.
Here's Barrier dribbling out high. Hands it off to Oney. Left side of the key. Now Dillon and Barrier. Barrier deep three out front. Missed it. The rebound tipped out. Dillon gets it back. And then the ball is loose on the floor and Mason County comes out of there with it. Turnover Lady Indians. Hughes down. Scoots to a stop. Hands it off. Reed fires a three. No good, and the rebound is out of bounds. It's going to stay with Mason County. And now Orison comes in, replacing Oney.
I don't think we thought coming into the season that the defense would be the calling card for this Lady Indians team, but it has been.
Here's Young. Crossover dribble into the lane, cut off. Do we have a three-second call ever? We don't. The shot put up by Downs Perry is missed. It was blocked by Jarvis and rebounded by Barrier. And now Montgomery County loses it down in the corner. Lady Indians have had a ton of turnovers.
Lee,
13, 14, 15, 16, 17 in the game now for Montgomery County. And they lead by 27.
See, Laura Lee Orson trying to throw it before she caught it right there.
Here is Young coming down against Jarvis. Pair at number 12s, the two big players. Working toward the basket. Reed gives back to Young. Now back to Reed, who launches a three. Good. Reed's pretty confident out there from the three-point range. 52-28, and we get a timeout taken by Mason County. 52-28. Lady Indians lead with 2:06 to go third quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Rebounding tonight has been terrific for Montgomery County, Ivan. They have really gotten on the glass.
Yeah, they really have. And like I said, Savannah Jarvis got it started off, and then Reagan Oney and Sophie Faust just kind of followed suit in that endeavor.
Montgomery County now 6 of 16 from three-point range after an 0-for-8 start in this game. Barrier dribbles left, hands back to Dillon, and she fires a three. That's no good, and she got called for a travel. You know what? That's a good call.
But they don't.
They won't make
back.
That call once out of every 15 times.
Yeah, they don't call it that. You remember back in the...
Therefore, you hate it for the player that gets the call.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, the Lexington Catholic shooters always seemed like they did that. And I'd sit there and watch them like, why are they not calling that? You know?
There is Reed. Goes down inside to Young. Young against Dillon able to turn and put it up and in. Young was six in this third quarter, 9 points in the game, 52-30. Minute and a half to play in the third quarter. So the Lady Indians were looking like they might even force a running clock, and now the lead back down to 22. Dillon, Oney beyond the top of the key against Young. Barry drives through the lane, feeds over to Dillon for another three, and it's no good. And the rebound taken by Warner, so Montgomery County has it. Outside Orison. Minute eight to go. Barrier backs away on the dribble. Now she'll feed it over to Oney, left side of the key. And now Warner beyond the three-point line. Goes inside to Dillon, turns and lays it up. No good. Oney goes in and gets the rebound for Montgomery County. So the Lady Indians still have it. But what a great attack of the basket rebounding-wise by Oney, who came from out on the floor to get that rebound. Oney having a big rebounding night. Got nine on the evening. Driving in is Warner, who goes under and missed the driving left. But she got fouled. Young pulls away the rebound. Young, Reed outside for a three, and it is no good. And on the rebound, saved in to Buttry. And now driving for the basket is Reed, puts it up, no good. Barrier, she has the rebound. Brings it down herself, going to go all the way through the lane, inside to Warner, who lays it in.
There you go. And that's where Belly, at the varsity level anyway, is really good. You get her the ball around the basket, and she's good at finishing.
Back the other way, Buttry puts it up the buzzer, no good. And the third quarter comes to an end. Lady Indians lead it by 24, 54-30, and we'll be right back here for fourth quarter action on senior night at the MCHS Arena. We'll return in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
County Band in the house tonight, Ivan. They just got to be really good, haven't they?
I was standing over on the scores table during the pregame. It's like the last 2 years we went from about a three-piece band to all of a sudden we've got this boombox up there. It was like having Cool in the Gang or Earth, Wind, and Fire up there the way they're playing those horns.
Montgomery County has the ball to begin this final quarter of play, and here is Barrier with it out near the timeline. Barrier and Fouch is back in the game now, along with Dillon and Oney and Jarvis. Dillon holds the ball on the right wing, doesn't have anything, looking for somebody to go to. Now Oney over to Barrier. Mason County, they're man-to-man defensively, and now Coach Dustin High is up, telling his team what he wants them to try. Here's Jarvis driving for the basket, left side goes under, missed it. Rebound, Dillon puts it back up, no good. And on the rebound, Oney gets it, and she's going to call a foul on Buttry.
What about the move that Jarvis put on? Didn't finish at the rim, but, boy, it was a great move.
Montgomery County inbounds. Jarvis gives back to Dillon, a three right side, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. They say Oney touched it, and it'll go to Mason County. Oney only has 2 points, but she has 10 rebounds now. Has blocked a shot, got a couple of assists.
She wanted to be symbolic of her basketball career.
That's it.
Oney scored a bunch of points.
Yeah, needs to make a couple of free throws on tonight if we get to that first. Here's Buttry. Young backs her way in, but on the free throw line. Now gives back out to Buttry. Montgomery County in a 2-3 zone, a three by Reed. Bounces off finally. And the rebound is picked up in there by guess who? Fouch. Wow. Coming down, and there's Dillon going under, lays it up and in. 56-30, and Mason County has a pass deflected out of bounds.
I mean, you just can't describe Fouts to anybody. I mean, if you try to really describe her.
Inside. Wow. They got it into Hughes, who missed it. He had to be here. I can't describe that. But Fouts got another rebound, and then Montgomery County comes down, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it.
I mean, people probably say, why are they giggling for? I mean,
it was such a funny-looking play. Jarvis blocked the shot. Now inside to Jarvis, goes up and puts it up no good, but a foul. And that's going to be on Hughes, her second, and Jarvis will shoot a couple of free throws. Jarvis has 17 tonight.
The other thing that I'm so impressed about Sophie Fouts is that she's totally engaged. You know, she's communicating. I mean, you don't see that a lot out of freshmen, you know, especially when they got upperclassmen out on the floor, but she's totally engaged.
I can tell you, she loves the game.
Yeah, she loves competing.
She just loves the game. Free throw is good, 19 for Jarvis tonight, 58-20. Barrier's got 21. Dillon's got 13. Here is Young going for the basket left side, but cut off. Fouts helping out defensively there, too. Reed from the free throw line knocks down a jumper. Reed now double figures with 10. 58-32. Left side Fouts. Her pass is knocked away, but she gets it back. Now pass over to Dillon. Drives the left baseline. Feeds it off to Fouts, who flips it in.
A nice play by Dillon to Fouts. Beautiful.
Fouts with 5 points, 60-32, 5:43 left. Here's Reed. And Barrier knocked the ball away, created the turnover. So the steal for Barrier. Jarvis down. Warner's ready to check back in for Montgomery County. 5.5 minutes to go. It's a 28-point advantage. And here is Oney. Jarvis out beyond the three-point line. Dillon fires a three out of the right corner, and it's no good. And the rebound is gathered by Oney, and Oney is going to be fouled by Reed.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Used to hear that a lot on a on an intro show, didn't you, Dan? That's Craig and Oney right there.
Montgomery County will inbound the ball now. Warner checks in. Comes in for Jarvis. It's Oney. Deep in the right corner, gives to Fouts, and now Oney dribbles out to Dillon. Dillon backs up on the dribble. Oney's been very reluctant to shoot the ball tonight, too.
She needs a three tonight on senior night. She needs to shoot a three before they pull her out.
Here's Warner out beyond the three-point line. Barrier, she'll fire three. Banked it in. Her fourth three of the night.
Got to tell her to stay late tonight, didn't she?
63-32. Reed drives in, left corner, and there's Pepper for three. Yeah. 63-35. 4:25 to go. Dillon drives for the basket right side, flips it up, it doesn't go, but she's fouled. Pepper gets the foul. And Dillon will go to the line for the first time tonight. Allie has 13 points. Four rebounds, puts her free throw in. Dillon really shooting free throws at a high level.
You got the sense Monday night she's getting a little bit more comfortable again with her shot down on that ankle.
Makes another free throw. 65-35, 4:17 to go. Reed at the three-point line. Young wants to drive. Now dumps it over on the left wing. There's Reed out of the left corner, firing three, no good. Dillon with the rebound off that miss. And now we got a player down in backcourt.
Pepper, I believe.
What do we got?
I think Pepper, she went down. I didn't see what happened. I just saw her on the floor after the whistle blew. But
I think she got hit in the nose.
She's grabbing her
mouth.
Yeah.
She is laying on her back, and they are attending to her right now.
We never saw Fox come back in the game, did we? She's still around.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
So the players head to the benches. We've got a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. Only 4:03 to play. Lady Indians lead it by 30. An injured player now. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Injured player is Pepper, and she's walking off very gingerly, and I think just kind of, you know, the lights went out in the nose, and I don't think she's not bleeding from the nose, but it just kind of a stunner, and hopefully she'll be okay.
They're looking at the nose area, so she must have took a nice little shot to the head.
So, Montgomery County will have the ball.
So the Mason County Lady Royals hit back-to-back games against 40th District opponents, and it hadn't fared well.
Yeah. Here is Jarvis in the lane out to Dillon. Wide open 17-footer. No good. Rebound by Dillon. Of course, outside. Jarvis bluffs the three. Hands it back. Warner came through there, lost it, but picked up by Barrier.
Oh.
Whips it down to Oney, off to Dillon. Dillon's little short jumper is no good. And the rebound is finally cleared out of there by Hughes. Mason County with it. Down is Reed. Sends it to Buttry. Couldn't get the three away. Good job by Barrier to get out on her. Now Young Walk.
Yeah. And really didn't even give a ball fake here. Wasn't nobody going to come out and honor that shot that she gave the ball fake to. And again, got those feet moving before she dropped the ball.
3:23 to go. Dillon gives to Jarvis, who goes in against Young. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, tip, battle for. Look at Oney go after it.
They caught it on Oney.
They call that foul on Oney.
I thought she was on the inside there.
I think she was too, but she was a little too aggressive.
Yeah.
So Mason kind of gets the ball. Only her second foul. Only Oney's second foul.
Well, on a monopia.
Yeah. Here's Buttry, sends it right side. There is a three up, quick shot by Downs Perry, who has 6 points. 65-38. Under three to play now. Barrier sends it over to Oney. Oney backs away on the dribble out near the timeline. Sends it over to Barrier. She goes in wide open from 15. Jump shot's no good. Rebound back up and in by Warner. Warner's second field goal tonight. 67-38. 2.5 to play. Here out front is Reed against Barrier. Sends it over to Young. Bounces it back in the left corner, Buttry. And a foul on Warner. That'll be Warner's second personal, and now Dunn and Orison are going to come in. And now Parker and Rout is going to come in for Montgomery County. And keep in mind, Montgomery County does not have a big roster of players on it. These girls have played an entire JV game that are coming in now. There's Reagan Mays coming in.
Yeah. Players are going out.
Oney is out. Dillon is out. Barrier is out. I think they had a big senior night, Ivan.
They did.
They really did. They, you know.
Entry pass to Buttry, who goes up inside, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Orison. Here's Orison down across the timeline. Orison dribbling right now, and we'll hand it off into the game for Montgomery County. Also is White, Lexus White. And there's Rout firing a three that does not go high. Rebound. Orison battling for it, but Young comes down with the ball. Lead pass ahead. They float it underneath to Buttry. And then takeaway by Montgomery County. See if somebody can get a basket here. There's a traveling violation on Rout.
Parker Ann gave it up. I thought she was going to go in for the layup opportunity there.
Now, Coach Paul Boozer is going to counter and bring in her junior varsity squad. So, bringing it down, though, Reed's still in the game. Reed sends it in the left corner. There's a three-point shot that's up and no good. And going for the rebound was White. She lost it out of bounds back to Mason County. Boy, these numbers now get a little bit tougher on Mason County. That shot was put up by a person who missed it. She has it right now. That's Pearson. I'm sorry. Pearson fires a three, no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds to Montgomery County. Minute 10 to play in this game. Reagan Mays with it, the seventh grader. Here's White, sophomore, down the left side to Dunn. She's a junior. Fires a shot up. She's a shooter right on the three-point line. It only count two. 69 to 38, Montgomery County. There's a three right side that's up and no good by Pearson. And the rebound taken by Rout. And then she threw it away after getting the rebound. And then we get a foul that'll go against Orison.
I like Laura Lee's look. Like when the referee blew the whistle, you looked at him like, what do you mean? That's a foul?
Entry pass comes to Reed, who's she's trying to get one of her young teammates to get a basket. Driving through and putting up the left hand. It's no good. Follow shot is no good. Rebound loose, and Rout comes out of there with it. Her second rebound. That was Thomas, Kamala Thomas, who missed those two shots for Mason County. Here's Mays. Hands it off to Rout. White beyond the top of the key. 14 seconds to go. And now Dunn and Rout. I don't know if we'll get another shot. No, Rout goes for the basket, flips it up, left it short. And the rebound, we get a foul that's going to go against Alexis White. Brown made a nice move.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she's only a seventh grader. That's
long, too, though. Look
long,
at
yeah. There's a shot by Reed that's off the front end of the rim from midcourt as the game comes to an end. Montgomery County with the victory, 69 to 38. Over the Lady Royals tonight, and don't go away. We will be back and recap it to begin our post-game show for you when we return to the MCHS Arena in a couple of minutes.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
We're back now here at the MCHS Arena. Lady Indians 69-38, I think, will be the official score tonight, Ivan. But there's apparently some question. I actually have 71.
And that's what he said. One of the books over their head. And so we're all over the place. Maybe they should have blown the horn at some point in time and called the officials over to confirm. A shot or two to see exactly what it was. Was it a two or a three or something of that nature? But we have it. We'll figure it out. Whatever the official book says is what we end up having to go with, won't we?
There you go. That's what you do. That settles all in a game like this where you didn't have that kind of a discrepancy.
Yeah, it's not deciding whether it's a win or a loss, and that's the good part of it. we're not saying, oh, wait a minute, this team really won, but good senior night for the Lady Indians tonight and those three seniors.
Individual scoring real quick for Mason County. Reed was in double figures with 10, 9 for Alexis Young, along with 6 rebounds for her. 6 points for Perry, 5 apiece for Hughes and Buttry. Peffer had 3, and then you had number of other players that played but did not score. And how about those Transylvania Lady Pioneers?
Oh, the Pios.
Is it 52? 50?
Lee
Pruitt's tonight. Lee, is it?
They haven't lost what since.
Lee, 52?
Is it 52 in a row?
54. 53.
Because they won the other night against Hanover. Yeah.
53 last night. Wow.
It's crazy.
53 games in a row.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's a well-oiled machine over there. They're doing a really great job with that program. And hey, when you get good quality student athletes and you get excellent coaching, I mean, that coaching staff that they've got over, hey, I'll put it up with any that's in the collegiate game right now. I mean, that's a really nice.
Well, when you hear Lee Pruitt talk about the head coach,
yeah.
I mean, and Lee's been around enough basketball that you can take what she says, and it's obvious that lady really knows what's going on.
And she wants to be there. She you know.
And she wants to be a Transylvania.
Yeah, you had I had her on that Sports Extra last spring after they won it, and just to hear her talk and how engaged she is with that school community and that program. And Lexington's where she wants to be. She's an Ohio girl, but Lexington is where she wants to be. And that program's going to continue to go on. And
she got Lee Pruitt got a shout out tonight in the pregame.
Yeah.
From Hayden Barrier, who talked about in addition to her parents, who had influenced her game the most. And I guarantee you, the people who coached her didn't take any. There's no negative.
No.
This is when she said Lee Pruitt.
Yeah, think about this. Lee Pruitt discovered her mom when she first came to Mount Sterling. So it's kind of that legacy that's been left behind. And what a great tie that is with that family and Lee Pruitt.
Coach Dustin High has joined us now here on senior night. And, boy, Dustin, when your seniors play the way they did tonight, it makes – makes coaching a real easy deal, doesn't it?
It does, and I couldn't be more proud of that group, and just This is the fifth senior night that we've been through together. And who would have thought that they would be the ones walking the center court? And it's a special group, and proud of the ball players that they've become, proud of the young women that they've become, and really looking forward to tracking them on whatever they choose to do next.
Long time ago, Dustin, Bill Gay used to help me do games quite a bit, and Bill was really, a little bit older, and one of the things that he always knows, he would say a lot, and he would say it on the air to the audience, folks. You know, Derek Carty was playing at that time. What a warrior he was, and that whole team. I mean, he would say, folks, you better come out and watch these kids. Won't be long till they're not around anymore. And it's kind of like this, you know, when you think back over these years, boy, they pass quickly, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Just looking at their pictures out there in the lobby and looking, I think there's one on Hayden's board from, I think it was her eighth grade year, and she's running out of the starting lineup, the little shoot or whatever you want to call it. And it's like looking at the faces that are in that picture, and I mean, talk about, I mean, they all look like babies. And I made sure that Hayden and Allie and I don't think Reagan was here yet, but I wanted to make sure that they got a good look at that picture, and just to see where we've come from and where we're heading.
Yeah, because you hope that those young ladies, you hope that Reagan Mays and Parker Ann Rout, and a lot of other really young players that they'll be the next, they've got to be the next group to come through, and they certainly look like they have the potential, don't they?
Oh, sure, and I mean, you got a good core group there with Bailey and Sophie and Laura Lee to kind of lead them into it, and you got Savannah for another year to hopefully take a little bit of pressure off of that group collectively. But you can definitely see the way it's kind of coming together down the road.
Yeah, the Mason County. Wow, these. First Bourbon County and then you, they don't want to come to the 40th district, do they?
No. Which Mason County is on a 40th district tour right now. I don't know if they're going to stop it in Winchester or at Paris or not, but it's been a rough week for them in the 40th.
Your team, you missed your first eight threes tonight, but then things kind of evened out. You made a bunch.
I really felt like, especially early on, that we were wanting so badly to make them that we were almost trying to guide them in. And once we settled in and started shooting in rhythm, we started seeing a few go through, and it was good. It was good to see them drop a few there late first half and through the second half.
Zone defenses. We saw. Are you kind of anticipating every time out that you're going to see zone now?
I don't know about every time out, because I mean, you've got some coaches that are stubborn with their man, and that was one of the things coming into this game. I've been pretty stubborn with their man to man here lately, and watch Bourbon County give Mason County a lot of fits in the with their 3-2, and I actually had the conversation at practice this week that I can't allow my pride to get in the way of, if things aren't going well, that we don't switch up and go zone for at least a few possessions to just kind of change the rhythm of the game. But luckily, we didn't have to resort to that tonight, and the girls did a good job with their matchups.
Yep, Sophie Fouch, you got another one of those warriors, Coach. I mean, Caitlin Conyers was not nearly as gifted with athletic ability to shoot the ball, I think, and to handle the ball. But well, you know, no, nobody wanted Caitlin guarding him. Sophie Fouch is that that kind of player again. I mean, she tonight at the end of the night, you're looking at halftime, I think, but the final numbers show Fouch, and I had her with 7 rebounds to go along with, or 8 rebounds, I'm sorry, 8 rebounds to go with 7 points. And, I mean, she's 5'3", but she's a warrior.
There was one in the second half that I remember in particular, and I feel like...
when Jarvis blocked the ball and...
I feel like Young was in that mix,
yeah.
And there were a couple people in that mix, and then all of a sudden Sophie shoots out the backside of the pile with the ball, and it's just a... You see the rebound come off, and the ball disappears for a minute, and then all of a sudden the smallest person on the floor is the one coming away with it. And Reagan did the same thing, especially in that second half. She went to the glass, and I heard somebody, I don't know who it was, when we were walking off the floor, and they hollered at Reagan and said, "Why do you rebound so mad?" And I would put that on both of those girls, and I don't know that there could be a better compliment for each one of them.
And Reagan Oney tonight had a dozen rebounds, 2 points, but a dozen rebounds. She just didn't, and she wasn't going to take that 3-point shot tonight, was she?
No,
she has had several opportunities, and
there were a couple spots, and we keep talking about it, and it's one of those. She's got to be comfortable with it. And we work on it, and she shoots it. She shoots it really well in practice. And I still believe that when it matters, that she's going to pull that trigger, and it's going to be a plus for all of us.
Savannah Jarvis is beginning to score around the basket a little bit better, isn't she? She's more comfortable. She's more, you know, we talk about having quiet feet on the. But, you know, she's jumping around a lot in there. But there's an element of a quietness about her when she gets the ball in there that looks a lot better. You're anticipating her scoring more on the inside.
Yes, and that was one of the things, and I know Ivan could tell you, with our trip to Bracken County Monday night, that we missed some opportunities around the basket, and we've worked on that all week. And I thought she showed that she's worked on it all week, and that it improved from Monday night to tonight. And hopefully we can continue to build on that, and she continues to get more comfortable down there, and we start cashing in some of those deep catches for buckets.
Well, you're getting ready now. You get on a little roll, you hope. 4 wins. You're going to play Highlands at Augusta coming up on Saturday. We are not going to be at that game. We're going down to Owsley County. I've never done a game at Owsley County before. And, you know, I want to go to a community. I want to go to a county that has a population in the county seat of 157. Although they say there are really about 1,200 people probably that live in that general area.
3,000 people voted in the last presidential
election. Yeah, 3,000 voted in the last presidential election. So we're going to go do the game there on Saturday. So keep this win streak going into next week. And, you know, we're beginning to wind this thing down now. But good win for you on senior night.
It was. And I really feel like tonight was a good kind of precursor going into Saturday for us, because Highlands is going to be very similar as far as I think Highlands is big, is more mature, and probably a little more polished than Young was for Mason County, but it's going to be very similar as far as everybody on the floor is looking to get her touches no matter where they're at, and we're going to have to continue to improve and be ready to meet that challenge on Saturday.
Okay. Congratulations, Coach, and good win on senior night. We'll be back. Wrap things up in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
I mean, what didn't you like about the game? What did the Lady Indians not do very well?
Reagan already didn't shoot a three. That was the only thing I wanted to see on her senior night, for Reagan already to shoot a three. You know, a young lady that throughout her career here as a Lady Indian, she was the one, and I mentioned this the other day to her, that you very rarely shot the three, and I can appreciate that because you only shot it when you felt like you had a good opportunity, or in some times in clutch moments for the Lady Indians. Over, she would always hit the opportunistic three, you know, because teams stopped, you know, playing her because they were like, well, she's not going to shoot the ball from out there. So they stopped playing her, and then when they started doing it, then every once in a while she took the challenge, and she usually would hit it. But, you know, would have loved to see the Reagan on her senior night, hit a three tonight, but so proud of those three seniors to stick it out those 3 years. It's tough, you know, because you see so often in sports, Dan, and you talked about these cheerleaders and the number of seniors, the eight seniors they have. And I saw the old program from my senior night in football, and we had 13 guys that graduated that year, Dan, and when we were in the middle school, there was about 70 kids out there in our grade, but it dwindles, and it typically does. You know, kids lose interest and do other things, and you know, to be able to get through that, it's just so special. And Jenna High came over and was talking about, you know, the atmosphere here tonight, and she was thinking about, you know, we talked about her hitting the shot up at Campbell County, but she said she really enjoyed coming down here in that regional game against Mason County and just seeing how electric it was in here. She said that was her memory of her career, not so much of the three that she shot and made at Campbell County to send us to the Sweet 16. It was the atmosphere here. And it was an unbelievable experience that night, and I'll never forget it either. And
I think you need to put the
Now she's gonna clam up, and she ran away from us all of a sudden. We was buried.
Yeah, Reba, tell us about.
Right.
Come on, Reba.
Keep talking, Reba.
Okay.
Yeah, Reba unplugged here. But we're always talking basketball after the game with the High family, and Reba High was coming over. We're just talking about the memories of these Montgomery County and Mason County matchups.
I'm going to give the statistics real quick, see if you can talk her into saying something. Montgomery County, 27 of 61 from the field, 44.5%. 7 of 21 threes, but 7 of their last 13, 10 of 14 from the line. Mason County, 14 of 50. They had 28% from the field, 6 of 21 threes, 4 of 6 from the stripe. Montgomery County dominated the glass tonight, 45 to 26. And turnovers, 23 on the Lady Royals, 19 on the Lady Indians. Montgomery County goes to 14-6. Mason County now at 12-9 on the season. So congratulations to the Lady Indians tonight, getting a win on senior night. And
three special young ladies.
You know, whatever they do, you know, we know that Reagan and Hayden are going to go on and play the college careers at Troy and Youngstown State. And whatever Allie decides to do, you know, she's going to be successful at it. And appreciate all the memories they've given us. You know, we you and I could probably go back and think of one or two big moments in each one of them's career that they had. And, you know, you think about Allie hitting that three-point shot there in the semifinals of the region against Scott High. Right? How big was that to send them on to the regional championship in a year that we thought was a year early for that team? And
yeah, I also would like to say, hey, we had a senior who didn't complete her career at Shea Harris. And whatever transpired there, Shea left the team this season, but you know, an outstanding career.
Yeah.
Worked through an injury to come back. I hated that she wasn't with this group tonight.
It hurt me. She was in the building tonight. You know, obviously she's got a connection with those seniors. And I don't know, you know, what all happened, but again, you just hate that she wasn't here to be able to experience, because she was a big part of those successes as well with Shea. And you know, if she continues to go on and play college that she had early was going to, then wish her all the best.
Yeah, I hope she does.
You just hate seeing it. We see so many kids, and nowadays you just never know from one year to the next what's going to happen or what's going on in their lives to change their course. But we wish them all well. They provide us so much joy and allowed us to be a part of their lives, and I'll always appreciate that.
Hayden Barrier at 4 threes tonight. Allie Dillon had 3 threes in the game. I said, you know, Hayden started out and missed her first 5 3-point attempts. But a shooter keeps shooting. Mm-hmm. They do not think about the misses. It's hey, when I get another good look, I'm going to take it. And she came on and ended up hitting 4 of her last 5 3-point shots.
She got a nice little rhythm there and came out stroking the ball and didn't really she didn't allow to throw herself off, and you really appreciate somebody just sticking with it when they know that it's right there for them. And wow, what a great night is all you can say. And of course everybody else that contributed, and you know, hey, hopefully next year we'll see Savannah Jarvis continue to improve, and you know, you're gonna get that effort out of Sophie Fouch, and I want to see a stronger Bailey Warner. You know, there's no telling what she can do when she physically gets much stronger. Her body's starting to mature. Just want to see her get stronger. And Laura Lee Orson and on down the line. There's a lot of potential there.
There goes.
Look at her. She came here.
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't hear us clapping for her. Hey, Bear, one of the last players to leave the building. We're out of here. Ivan, thanks a lot for your work always. We'll be together again Saturday morning, Sports Extra at the at the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then we'll be headed down and to Owsley County for the Indians game on Saturday. And the Lady Indians will be up at Augusta for anybody that can make it up. If you haven't been to Augusta, Jim, you got to go. See the Lady Indians in action.
When I had Coach Henson on the other week of Sports Extra, and I was telling him about, you know, how we love to be up on the stage there. He said, oh, no, they got a media area now. They've got a big screen in the old gym.
No.
So I can only imagine what it looks like now, and I hate that I'm not going to be up there, but we're going to make our first trip to Boonville or Owsley County ever. So we're interested to go see that facility and atmosphere.
Hey, till we join you on Saturday evening, and I've joined you on Saturday morning for Sports Extra. For our studio operator, Jeff West, we appreciate so much. Until next time, Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us. Indians win it tonight, 69-38 over Mason County. So long, everybody.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.